On the line, I'm joined by Amy Dawson. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, and thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Great. No, it's a pleasure.
Now, this is an unusual project I'd like you to tell the listeners about. It's called Under My Bed. And
yes.
It's personalities are sending in short stories. Is that it?
That's pretty much it. Yeah, we have been over the last year or so, when I say we, it's a former colleague of mine named Karen Lee. We worked together in the Gaiety School of Acting. For the past about probably a little bit over a year, we have been approaching sort of personalities, asking them would they submit a short anecdote or memoir about their own childhood that we would then have performed and put on stage, and all the proceeds are going directly to Bernardo's for that. So what we really have been doing is just utilising any contacts that we've had, just being a little bit cheeky, just approaching anyone and everyone we can think of, asking them for any sort of creative thing that they can do. So we've got poems, we've got short little plays, we've got very straightforward factual anecdotes, we have songs, we've loads of stuff. It's going to be really great.
Is this going to be available as a written work, or is it just going straight to stage?
It's, for the moment, it's going straight to stage. We're kind of taking it one step at a time. For the sort of first hurdle is getting it to performance. And then, yeah, I mean, the sky's the limit after that. It's Under My Bed 2014, and maybe there'll be 2015, who knows? So, yeah, we're sort of happy with getting it onto the stage in the first instance.
Okay, now just tell us what sort of stories are coming in. Are these stories specifically from childhood memories of the bedroom, or?
We deliberately gave a very broad brief, which was we asked people to set a story, be it fact or fiction, in their childhood bedroom, and if they wanted to sort of take it out of that and have it generally childhood, that was fine. But if at all possible, have the bedroom as the sort of hook. We felt that the childhood and like the space under your bed is a very sort of universal element in a childhood. Everybody maybe can remember hiding things under there, hiding under there themselves, from you know, good things and bad things. It can be at play, it can be for fear. So we sort of thought that this would be a really good way to get an insight into people that, you know, by and large, we feel we know because they're in the public eye, and they're maybe a little bit sort of untouchable. And then when you break it down, we've all kind of hidden things or hidden ourselves, or we've all been afraid, or we've all got those memories. And really, we're all sort of the same. We've all had a childhood and we're all vulnerable at that time sometimes. And we thought it would be just a really good way to shine a light on the work that Bernardo's do, and to basically, to put it crudely, I suppose, to use the people in the best possible way in order to do that, to really sort of highlight the work that Bernardo's is doing, the sort of effect that they can have on bringing children and families out of poverty, out of those vulnerable situations, and making their lives a little bit better.
Yeah, I've interviewed Bernardo's on various occasions about different things, and I really admire, have great admiration for the work they're doing. And
yes.
So, will you tell us a little bit about, are you allowed to mention the personalities that you've spoken to? Or,
oh, absolutely, yeah. Now, I suppose we have roughly about 20 sort of personalities on board who've all submitted their pieces. So I suppose to kind of name drop and to list them, we have people from across the board. So we have writers, we have actors, we have musicians. So we have people like Dermot Bulger, we have Fergus Finlay, we have Eanna Launa, Catherine Fulvio, Senator David Norris, we have Patricia Scanlon, Charlie Murphy, Mick Hanley, Nick Mounier, Rick O'Shea, Mary O'Rourke, Eleanor McAvoy, Celine Byrne, Maeve Higgins, Kate O'Toole, So that's sort of a taste of who we have who submitted their pieces. And basically the format on the three evenings is going to be that the contributors will be performing their work if they're doing it themselves. A lot of them are taking it on themselves. For some of them, we have approached actors if the contributors are maybe not available or if they're not available all the three nights. So we've had great sort of support from places like the cast of Fair City have come on board. We have people from Love Hate, people from within the theatre world. So people have been really eager to get involved and to represent the pieces on stage for us.
It sounds fantastic, and it's great that there are people willing to give their time.
The goodwill that we've had has been absolutely phenomenal. I think that's really the thing that has been the most rewarding about doing this, has been just any time we've picked up the phone or sent an email and said, listen, can you do something for us? Can you help out in any way? We've had people design our logos. We've had an artist named Fatty Burke who has designed our logo for us. We've had printers. We've had designers, set builders. People have just come on board and done things, rolled up their sleeves and got on with it. And I suppose the beauty of it is that every individual person has not been asked to do a huge amount. So it's all about sort of teamwork, I guess, just trying to get everyone to do really what they're best at. So we're hoping to not kind of push people out of their comfort zone. I mean, if they're a writer, we're just asking them to write. So it's really just to allow them the time and the space to do it. And then we'll be ready to go. And Alan Short has kindly agreed to MC on the evenings as well. So it'll just kind of tie it all together. And it should hopefully be a really great night out.
Okay, and it's in the Smock Alley Theatre in Dublin, and it's from the 16th to the 18th of January. How long is it? Will the show go on for? Will it be an hour or what?
No, it'll probably work out a little bit longer than that. We're kicking off each of those three evenings from the 16th of January, that's the Thursday, until the Saturday, the 18th. We're kicking off at 7:30 each of those evenings, and I reckon it'll probably run to the length of a standard sort of theatre show. So I reckon, you know, you'd be on the sort of last bus home, so yeah. 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Okay, well, listen, it sounds like a great undertaking. How did yourself and Karen actually organise this, because you're both working mothers, and where do you get the time?
Where do we get time? Well, there's been a lot of Skype correspondence in pyjamas with webcams. We work in different places, and so a lot of it has been done remotely. I mean, there's people who I've mentioned there who we've never met. So it's all just happened by email and by phone. We've written to people and said, can you write something? They've submitted it. At the moment, we're organising rehearsals, so we've just booked people's spaces and said, right, go into a room and get it organised. So we're really just, as much as we can, kind of leaving people to their own devices. We understand that the people who are contributing and who are acting are themselves very busy with, you know, other work and family and other commitments that they have to their sort of, in inverted commas, real job. And so we're just trying to make it as easy as we can. So in terms of us ourselves organising it, it certainly has been, challenging, but great fun. We've sort of learned an awful lot, and we've made some really good contacts. People have been so supportive, so helpful, and it's just been an absolute pleasure to work on it, and it's been a pleasure to work with everybody who's been doing it.
Yeah, and all proceeds are going to go to Bernardo's.
Yeah, every last cent. So it's all going directly to them. So yeah. It would be a great Christmas present for that stocking filler.
Okay, and on that note now, how can we get tickets, and is there a website, contact numbers?
There is indeed, yeah. So tickets are being sold directly through the theatre box office, so you can access that by smockalley.com, so www.smockalley.com, and also through entertainment.ie, so either of those two avenues would get you a ticket.
Okay.
And they're €30.
€30, and it sounds like a great night and it's a great bit of fun. And fair play to yourself and Karen for putting
Thank
all this together
much.
For Bernardo's.
We're enjoying it.
Okay, and I said it'll be a bit stressful coming up to the 14th, 15th of January.
It will be, and then it'll be very relaxing on the 19th. So, yeah, it will be busy, but we've sort of got it all planned out, so we know where we're at, we hope.
Okay, well, listen, coming up nearer to the occasion, maybe we'll talk again. And
absolutely, I'd love to. Yeah,
and see how things are going, and we'll advertise it here on Near FM.
Fantastic, thank you.
Okay, Amy, listen, thank you very much for talking to you this morning. Sounds like great fun, and as you say, a great Christmas present there. To put in somebody's,
indeed.
Yeah, and it's smockalley.com or entertainment.
Smockalley.com, that's it. Yeah, or entertainment.ie.
Okay, thanks very much, Amy.
You're more than welcome, thank you.
We'll talk again. Thank you very much.
Great, thanks,
okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.